Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected with eBay customer support. This is Alex. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. You guys cool?
We received an unauthorized transaction request of $299 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. Have you authorized the purchase from your end?
Sorry?
The purchase of gift card has been done under your details on eBay. Have you authorized any purchase like that from your end?
eBay card, gift card. No.
Okay, is there anybody else in your family member who made the purchase on your behalf?
No.
Okay, according to our server reports, we can see the billing address is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States, which is a bit suspicious for us, and that's why we called you immediately, and we need to block this account right now because it's a fake account which has been created by using your identity details, and for that reason we put the transaction on hold and we called you directly, okay, because it's an international transaction without any kind of authorization has been done. Now, can you confirm me, like, have you got any smart device with you, like any computer, laptop or a smartphone, so that we can provide you the cancellation?
Yeah.
You have the smartphone with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any computer or a laptop in which you use internet?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it possible for you, sir, to be in front of your computer and make it on?
No, I don't use my phone.
Okay, you can use your phone only right now. Okay. The phone you're talking to me, sir, is that an Android phone or is it an Apple iPhone so that I can guide you in a better way?
It's an Apple iPhone,
okay. First of all, do a thing, sir. Put me on speaker. Put me on speaker from your end. Okay. Now, simply swipe up the page from the very bottom and come back to your regular home screen.
Yes.
Now, okay. Are you using your Wi-Fi at the moment or are you using your mobile data?
Data.
Your data, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and which network do you use, sir? Is it Telstra, Optus, Vodafone?
Optus.
It's an Optus one, okay. Now, you need to open up the App Store application from your end. Open up the App Store.
Yes.
Are you on the App Store now?
Yes.
Now look at the right hand side bottom corner, you will get to see a small magnifying glass which says search.
Yeah.
Click on search.
Yeah.
Now, do you see the search bar at the top where it says games, apps, stories and books? Yeah. Now type over there letter A, A as in Australia, letter A.
Yeah.
Then letter N, N as in November, letter N.
Yes.
Now letter Y, Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yes.
Then letter D, D as in David, letter D.
Yes.
Then letter E, E as in Edward, letter E.
Yes.
Then letter S, S as in sugar, letter S.
Yes.
Then letter K, K as in kilo, letter K.
Yes.
Yes, now tap on search.
Yes.
Okay, now what are the results you are getting, sir? Please let me know so that I can guide you.
There's a Google one, any gift from that.
Yes, give a click on it.
What? The second one?
Yes, you need to click on any desk to mode desktop. There will be a blue box that says get. You need to give a click on get.
Yes.
And now do you see install? Tap on install.
Yes.
Now is it downloading, sir? Do you see it's downloading?
Yes.
Okay, once you see the open option, please let me know. Our server will generate a cancellation ID for you, okay? Once you see open, please tell me.
What do I expect for this, sir? What kind of questions came to
this? Yes, that's what we are doing, sir. As because your internet line is trying to be compromised and your identity details are getting compromised, we have put each and every activity on hold, okay? So that we can make a secure connection for you and we can block the fraud activities trying to be done without your authorization, okay? So that's what we are doing. Now, do you see open option on your screen? Okay, all right. In the meantime, please grab a piece of paper and a pen with you. I'm going to give you the case ID of this fraud charge, okay? You need to make a note of it.
Yeah, I'll get a pen in a second.
Yeah. Have you got the piece of paper and pen?
Yeah, just give me a second. I'm just rolling it.
Yeah. All right.
I'm grabbing a pen and paper now.
You got a pencil and a paper?
I'm grabbing one now. I'm in a wheelchair.
Okay, sir. Okay. Now check your phone. Do you see any open options, sir? Okay. Sorry? Okay. Now, just before writing down, can you see any open option on your screen? Please let me know. Do you see the open option? On your phone screen, do you see any option that says open? Is it downloaded?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, click on open.
Yeah, but then you want me to write something down?
Yes, you will write it later. No need to worry. I will give it to you later. Yeah. Now click on open.
Yeah.
And now what can you see on your screen?
Just opening. Just give me a second.
Okay.
I've got the best connection for the way.
Is it open now?
Oh, no, it's taking a bit. You need to speak closer.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's starting a bit open now.
Is it opening now?
Yeah, it's just loading. So what was the,
Sorry, sir?
Alright, so, yeah, now what? Just asking for into the remote address.
Okay, and just above that, look, there is written over there your address and some numbers. That's your cancellation and the security number. Confirm me the numbers.
Yeah.
Yes, tell me the number. Tell me the numbers from your end, sir.
Yeah, just give a click on that red line. Just give a click on that. So what happens when I say these numbers, sir?
This is the cancellation ID. We need to put it to the server so that we can activate the security and the cancellation for you. Okay? It's not your personal number. It's a server-generated ID. Okay? So you don't need to worry about anything. It's not any of your personal details, sir. You can, yeah. Confirm me the numbers now.
Yes,
I can hear you. After number four, what did you say?
Two.
It's two, number two, okay?
Yeah, six.
You say 429, right?
No, 426.
Okay, then?
Two.
Yes, yeah. I'm listening. Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, can you just say yes after each number so I know it's Danny?
Okay, alright. It's 426. After that?
28. 7, 3, 2.
Tell me the numbers once again, sir.
4, 2, 6, 2, 8, 7. Three.
After that?
3.
Yes, after number 3, what did you say?
6.
It's 426, 287. After that?
736.
But you said 32 at the end.
Pardon?
You said 732 at the end.
No, 736.
Tell me the numbers once again from the beginning.
736 is the end.
No, I'm asking you the numbers from the beginning. Tell me the numbers again from the beginning.
Oh my god. 4, 2, six. 2, 8, 7, 3, 6.
I'm telling you the ID once again, please check it. It's 426-287-376. Am I correct?
Yes. How many times are you going to spell it?
Alright, sir. Now, our server is going to verify this ID for you, and it's saying wrong.
Wrong?
Yes, you confirm your wrong ID number.
I don't know, sir. Do you want me to restart it and try again?
Yes, tell me the numbers again.
No, do you want me to restart the app and try it again?
Yes, well, reopen the app, close it down and turn it on once again.
Yeah.
And what can you see on your screen at the moment?
Same thing.
Confirm me the numbers. Confirm me your address, your ID number you can see on your screen.
Same number.
Yes, tell me the numbers. Sir, I'm not here to waste your time or my time, right? Time is very precious.
Scammer.
You motherfucker on the wheelchair.
Fuck you.
Asshole.